Safe Food Handling Practices, GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Podcast. Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Revision Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most important topics on your OCR exam, safe food handling practices. Now, I know food safety might not sound as exciting as creating amazing dishes, but here's the thing. This topic is absolutely crucial for your exam success. It appears across multiple question types, from short answer questions worth 2 marks to extended response questions worth 6 or even 12 marks. And the good news? Once you understand the science behind food safety, the marks practically fall into your lap. Today we're going to cover the microbiological principles of bacterial growth, the 4Cs framework that examiners absolutely love to test, and those critical temperature controls that you must memorize. We'll also look at common exam mistakes and how to avoid them. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive into the fascinating world of food safety. Let's start with the science. Examiners at OCR want you to understand bacterial growth at a microbiological level. This means knowing about binary fission. So what is binary fission? It's the process where one bacterial cell splits into two identical cells. Under ideal conditions in the danger zone, which is between 5 and 63 degrees Celsius, this happens approximately every 20 minutes. Think about this. One bacterium becomes 2, then 4, then 8, then 16. After just 6 hours, that single cell has multiplied into millions of bacteria. This is exponential growth, and it's why leaving food out at room temperature is so dangerous. The danger zone provides warmth, and if the food also has moisture and the right pH level, bacteria multiply rapidly. Now, here's a critical distinction that catches many candidates out. Freezing does not kill bacteria. Let me repeat that. Freezing does not kill bacteria. It simply makes them dormant, stopping their multiplication. Once you defrost the food, those bacteria wake up and start multiplying again. This is why you must never refreeze raw meat once it's been defrosted. Let's move on to the 4Cs. This is the framework that holds everything together, and examiners expect you to apply it in scenario-based questions. The 4Cs are cleaning, cooking, chilling, and preventing cross-contamination. First, cleaning. This isn't just about washing your hands, though that's essential. You need to wash hands with hot soapy water for at least 20 seconds, especially after handling raw meat, using the toilet, or touching bins. But cleaning also means sanitizing work surfaces with antibacterial spray, washing utensils in hot soapy water, and using separate cloths for different tasks. Second, cooking. This is where those precise temperatures come in. The core cooking temperature for high-risk foods like chicken, pork, and minced beef is 75 degrees Celsius for 2 minutes. Not 70 degrees. Not until it looks cooked. Exactly 75 degrees Celsius measured with a probe thermometer inserted into the thickest part of the food. Examiners will deduct marks if you give vague answers like cook thoroughly or hot oven. They want specificity. Third, chilling. Your fridge should operate between 0 and 5 degrees Celsius. Your freezer should be at minus 18 degrees Celsius or below. Hot food should be cooled to below 5 degrees Celsius within 90 minutes. If you write, put it in a cool place in your exam, you won't get the mark. You need to state the exact temperature range. Fourth, preventing cross-contamination. This is about keeping raw and cooked foods separate. Use different color-coded chopping boards, red for raw meat, blue for raw fish, green for vegetables, and white for cooked foods. Store raw meat on the bottom shelf of the fridge so it can't drip onto ready-to-eat foods below. Never use the same knife for raw chicken and then cook chicken without washing it thoroughly in between. Now let's talk about the 5 main food poisoning bacteria you need to know. First, Salmonella, found in raw poultry, eggs, and meat. Symptoms include vomiting, diarrhea, and fever, appearing 12 to 36 hours after consumption. Second, Campylobacter, the most common cause of food poisoning in the UK, found in raw poultry and unpasteurized milk. Third, E. coli 0157, found in undercooked minced beef and contaminated water, which can cause severe bloody diarrhea. Fourth, Listeria, which can survive and even multiply in the fridge, found in soft cheeses and pâté. And fifth, Staphylococcus aureus, which lives on human skin and in the nose, transferred through poor hand hygiene. Here's a key point. Pathogenic bacteria cause illness but often don't change the appearance, smell, or taste of food. That's why you can't just tell if food is safe by looking at it. Spoilage bacteria, on the other hand, cause visible decay like mold, slime, and bad smells, but they don't usually make you seriously ill. Right, let's talk about how to actually answer exam questions on this topic. The OCR mark scheme rewards specific scientific responses. Common mistake number one, using vague language. Never write keep food cold when you should write store at 0 to 5 degrees Celsius in the fridge. Never write cook properly when you should write cook to a core temperature of 75 degrees Celsius for 2 minutes. Common mistake number two, confusing use by dates with best before dates. Use by dates are about safety. They're found on high-risk protein foods like meat and fish, and eating food after the use by date can cause food poisoning. Best before dates are about quality. The food might not taste as good, but it's not dangerous. Examiners test this distinction frequently. Common mistake number three, not explaining the mechanism of cross-contamination. Don't just say, keep food separate. Explain that cross-contamination occurs through direct contact, through drip contamination in the fridge, or indirectly via utensils, hands, or work surfaces. That level of detail earns you higher level marks. Top tip, in extended response questions, use the environmental factors required for bacterial multiplication as your framework. That's warmth, moisture, food, time, and pH. If a question asks you to explain how to prevent food poisoning when preparing a chicken salad, structure your answer around removing these conditions. Cook the chicken to 75 degrees Celsius to kill bacteria, chill it rapidly to below 5 degrees Celsius to remove warmth, store it covered to prevent contamination, and serve it within 2 hours to limit time for multiplication. Let's test your knowledge with some quick-fire questions. I'll give you a few seconds to think after each one. Question one, what temperature range is the danger zone? The answer is 5 to 63 degrees Celsius. Question two, what is the core cooking temperature for chicken? 75 degrees Celsius for 2 minutes. Question three, does freezing kill bacteria? No, it only makes them dormant. Question four, what color chopping board should you use for raw meat? Red. Question five, name two high-risk foods associated with salmonella, raw poultry and raw eggs. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Okay, let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the science of bacterial growth through binary fission, the critical temperature controls you must memorize, the 4Cs framework that structures all food safety practices, and the 5 main food poisoning bacteria with their sources and symptoms. Remember, food safety questions can appear anywhere on your exam, from Section A, short answers, to Section B, extended responses. The key to success is precision. Exact temperatures, specific bacteria names, and clear explanations of mechanisms like cross-contamination. Your action points? Create a temperature zone poster with all the critical numbers. Make flashcards for the 5 bacteria with their sources and symptoms. And practice applying the 4Cs to different food preparation scenarios. Thank you so much for listening, and good luck with your revision. You've got this.